People in America, a program in special English by the Voice of America. Every week at this time, the Voice of America tells you about people, all sorts of people. In today's program, we will tell you about the American painter, Georgia O'Keeffe. Her story is told by Lou Rowland. The words of Georgia O'Keeffe are read by Mel Quinn.
100 years ago, people did not often ask a girl what she planned to do when she completed school. They wanted her to marry, have children, and take care of her home and family. A girl was taught to cook, make herself pretty, and play the piano. Teaching and nursing used to be the only jobs for women. This was changed only in our own time, when American women became free to take other jobs. Now, women are educated to become doctors, lawyers, engineers, writers, and artists. These are just a few of the jobs they can do. Women today have made time for both marriage and an interesting job. Georgia O'Keeffe is such a woman. She is one of the greatest painters in America. Her paintings have made life more beautiful for Americans. She has shown us how to put special colors together inside our homes and buildings. These colors are also printed on cloth to be used for making clothes and many other things. The powerful way she draws lines has shown other artists how to improve their own work. Now, over 60 years old, Georgia O'Keeffe is still painting pictures. She says,
"I first wanted to be an artist when I was about 10 years old. I used to draw flowers, all kinds of flowers. I can still remember my first picture. I had drawn a small flower on a large piece of paper. My art teacher told me the drawing was not good. The flower was too small. After that, I started making extra large flowers, and I have been drawing them that way ever since."
Georgia O'Keeffe was born with a special way of seeing. She looks at the world more carefully than most people. When she looks at a flower, she sees the color and shape, and something else, too. She sees the way it is put together. Her first pictures were mostly black and white, but she soon started working with color. As she says,
"I discovered color at the Art Students League in New York, where the teachers showed me a new world of beauty. Using colors, warm colors, cold colors, and mixing them up gave me great joy."
She worked harder than most of the other students. There were many parties, but Georgia O'Keeffe would not go to any of them. She knew that if she went to bed late at night, she would sleep too long in the morning. To her, daytime hours were for painting, not sleeping. Of this time in her life, she says.
I worked hard, but somehow I did not seem to be making much progress. I wanted every painting to be perfect. When it was not perfect, I was not very happy. At this time, I had taken a job to get some money to help pay for my lessons. I was paid for drawing pictures of things that people buy in stores. I was told what to paint and how to paint it. It was difficult for me to do this. I wanted to be free to paint in my own way. I grew very sad about my work. Finally, I decided to stop painting forever. I said goodbye to New York and went home to my family in Virginia.
Georgia O'Keeffe tried to forget art, but it was impossible. Art was as much a part of her as an arm or leg. Soon, she was back in another art class, trying to put her ideas on paper once again. She knew then that she would be an artist as long as she lived. That summer, she received a telegram inviting her to come to the city of Amarillo in the southern state of Texas. Her job would be to teach art in the public schools there. She says,
I belonged there. That was my land. Terrible winds and a wonderful emptiness. I had dreamed of such a place all my life. I love the great open spaces with no roads or fences. There is a quiet as if the country is untouched by man. I must be alone to see, to feel, and to think.
Georgia O'Keeffe seemed to be a part of that land. She looked like the sort of woman who had come to America in the early pioneer days, with her strong body, her long black hair pulled back from her face, and her quiet dark eyes. She painted many pictures, always trying to put her kind of truth into them. Then, one day, something happened that would change her whole life.
Yes, it did change my life. I sent 10 drawings to a friend in New York. I thought she could help me improve my work. Instead of that, she took them to Alfred Stieglitz, an art gallery director who had helped other artists become famous.
Alfred Stieglitz took one look at the drawings and smiled warmly. Finally, he said, a woman on paper. He asked Georgia O'Keeffe to come to New York. For several years, he helped her with her work. She painted hundreds of pictures, always trying to make people see only the important things. She painted the inner parts of flowers. She would draw a flower from all sides, over and over again, until she could see it perfectly with her eyes closed. She painted hard things, rocks and bones turned white by the sun and worn smooth by the wind. She used bright, clear colors and deep black and pure white. She painted houses and skyscrapers, and clouds in the sky and deep valleys.
Georgia O'Keeffe says, Alfred Stieglitz helped me to do all this and more. He married me and gave me great love and understanding. He taught me to paint in my own special way without trying to copy any other artist. We were very happy together. We spent our time between New York and a little house in New Mexico. From the windows of that little house, we could see the bright, empty land, the desert, the ocean, high mountains. These are my world.
Her husband died in 1946. And left Georgia O'Keeffe alone. After the pain of losing him had gone a little, she started to paint again. She continued to paint flowers, buildings, clouds, bones, rocks, and open country. No American ever painted an object more cleanly than Georgia O'Keeffe. Her brush is like a sharp knife. It cuts out all the extra details and leaves one clear picture. No matter what she paints, she always uses the same technique that gave her fame and honor. She says,
I found that I could say things with colors and shapes that I could not say any other way. Things that I had no words for. You see, singing has always seemed to me the most perfect way of showing emotion. Since I cannot sing, I paint.
Georgia O'Keeffe's paintings are like music. She uses color and line the way a musician uses words and music. In New Mexico, where she now lives, she continues to paint under the ice blue skies of the country she loves so much.
Just heard a report on Georgia O'Keeffe and her great work as an artist. Next week at this time, the Voice of America will bring you another special English program of People in America. What is special English? Special English uses only about 1,000 words that people can easily understand. Special English is read much more slowly than the regular English broadcasts, so that listeners can follow it more easily. The program People in America can be heard every week at this same time. You can also hear on the Voice of America's special English programs American short stories, reports on the latest developments in space and science, and programs on folk music. If you listen to the Voice of America's special English programs, we would be happy to hear what programs you like best.